Now hear this. Now hear this. All hands lay aft to the fantail for mail call. Stand by, Americans. Here's mail call. One big package of fun and music delivered to you by the stars you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
Step lively, men. The smoking lamps are smoking, the bulkheads are bulking, and the skipper is skipping up the gangplank. So let's give a real mail call salute to the smiling, vivacious, and gorgeous star from 20th Century Fox, Kathy Downs.
Hello, men. Welcome aboard the good ship Mail Call. Have all the passengers been logged in?
That they have, and they've all been told that they have to pay for passage by answering the requests of the Navy.
Well, then, they should all be ready to entertain. Yes, I see the air crew getting in a huddle, and that means that we'll hear them say, "Ain't we got fun?"
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear, we haven't a bus. But smiles were made, dear, for people like us. In the winter, in the summer, don't we have fun? Times are bum and getting bummer, still we have fun. There's nothing surer, the rich get rich and the poor get children. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? There's no morning in the morning, cause we have a lot of fun. Me and Molly, awful jolly, ain't we got a lot of fun? We've only started, snap and sparkle and a pop, pop. Are we downhearted? You can bet your bottom. No, we're not. Landlord's mad, getting madder. Ah, ha, ha, ee, times are bad, getting better. Ho, 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 ho. There's nothing sure. The rich get rich and we're in the army. In the meantime, in between time. Ain't we got fun?
Thank you, air crew. That set us out to sea in the proper mood. On every mail call cruise, we invite a romantic singer of songs. Or should I say, a singer of romantic song. Oh, well, the man reporting to the bridge is both. So as his first number, we'll ask him to do the Johnny Mercer novelty, Accentuate the Positive. You heard the order, Dick Hames, so will you oblige?
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith, a pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we'd better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. My last remark, Jonah and the whale, Noah and the ark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we'd better accentuate the positive evenminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Nice going. That was great, Dick. We're going to call on you later on, so don't go away. Over on the starboard side, I see the blonde and glamorous Frances Langford. Thank you. Norman Badnoff, Seaman First Class, and Gene Barker, Seaman First Class, ask that you be invited aboard for this cruise, providing you agree to sing Sleigh Ride in July. Well, you were invited aboard. So how about paying for your passage by answering the request? That was all reef, Francis. Thanks a lot. Well, our mail call cruise is really sailing on a musical sea tonight. In fact, according to the ship's log, everyone is going musical, carrying us right along on the waves of shops and flats are four charming and lovely gals known far and wide as the King Sisters.
Night in the week, 'cause that's the night eyes of my sweetie, and I used to dance cheek to cheek.
I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call.
And Monday to Friday go fast,
and another week is past.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see.
Until I hear you at the door,
until you're in my arms once more. So Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week.
I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call.
And Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is fast in a hurry. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see. Night. Hurry home, 'cause I miss you. I can't wait till I kiss you. Saturday night is the lonesomest night. It's the night I miss you most in the week.
You can't kid me, King. I know that no night is the loneliest night in the week for any of you. But that was a swell styling of song. I just got word from the crow's nest that a character had moved in and made the crows move out. The character, even though a comic, is going to add a musical signature to the ship's log. His name? Oh, yes, Jerry Colonna. Take it away up there.
When the days are done and the shadows are fall, I think of you. When the days are done, I think of all of the joys we knew. That yard had Ingham, Rita and Ingham, to hold you in my arms. Would go now, I know now. Without you, life has lost its charm. As I am when the hair is done and the grass is wet.
Sorry, I'll get you a towel.
With the twilight to do, my lonely heart keeps sinking with the sun. And though I miss your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all. Miss you most of all. How I miss you tonight. Miss you when I tell all. I miss you since you went away. I miss you.
Oh, darling, you miss me?
Yes.
Did Mr. Duck climb, did I? And the day, hey, it's a
dog. At the halfway mark in the mail call cruise on the musical sea of merriment. So to keep us in the spirit, I hereby order the King Sisters to make a return appearance on deck. Oh, there you are. The orders read, sing Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, up like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why?
Wish upon a star and wake up where the world is far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney top. That's where you'll find me. Was swell, girl. You can be passengers aboard Mail Call anytime you wish. Well, since we got the Kings to make a return appearance, I think we should do likewise with Dick Hames. I see him over by the rail on the port side. Dick, how about singing I Dream of You?
Since there's no one around here to stop me, I'll go right ahead and give you my version of the scene.
Just saying that because you are also under contract to 20th Century Fox. Say, the fellows on board are doing an eyes right. Well, no wonder. It's the blonde thrush, Marion Hutton.
If Romeo and Juliet were living here today, they'd never woo like Shakespeare says, the Willie Shakespeare way. Now, Romeo's in zoot suits, and he really looks okay. Julie's in her bobby socks. And this is what they say. Sponges for pancake, they say. Do it. Oyster down in Oyster Bay, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Old Cape Cod clams, it's their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks them, I know. Why ask if Shad do it? Wait, bring me Shad roll in shallow shoals. English souls do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The dragonflies in the reeds do it. Sentimental centipedes do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Mosquitoes forbid, do it. So does every katydid, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The most refined ladybugs do it. When a gentleman calls, moth in your rug, do it. What's the use of mothballs? Locusts in trees, do it. Bees, do it. Even overeducated fleas, do it. Let's do it.
That was wonderful, Marion. Everyone on board enjoyed that, especially that fellow over there with Dick Haynes. He seemed to get a big kick out of your song. I can't make out. Oh, it's Jimmy Durante.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're artistically inclined, but tell me, in what form do you like music best?
Jeanette McDonald.
No, Jimmy, you don't understand.
I do understand. I know there's a million good-looking guys, but I'm a novelty.
I was just asking in what way you're interested in music.
Well, I sing, of course.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm like Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra put together.
You mean sweet and mellow?
No, bald and skinny.
Tell me, Jimmy, who discovered your voice?
Everybody. It's not hard to find, you know. Why, ever since I can remember, I've had music in my soul. It starts deep down in my heart.
Yes.
And when it gets to my throat, bedlam.
I suppose your voice has had quite a bit of training, Jimmy.
Oh, naturally. I attended the best conservatory of music.
Juilliard Foundation?
I wouldn't feel dressed without one. My particular school had the finest pupils in the country.
I don't doubt it.
I'll never forget my last day at school, Dick. The teacher gave a signal, and four half-wits got up and sang a duet.
Four half-wits?
Yes, and was I embarrassed when my three partners couldn't carry a tune.
Oh, come, Jimmy. You're just trying to hide your light under a bushel.
Sir, you're speaking of the news I love.
Jimmy, there's only one way you can prove to me that you're a great singer.
I think I can understand what you mean, Dick. A little music, please. Stand in the wings, Dick, till I call you. Hit it! Let me hear that band. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you about McGall that's got it. I'm going to tell you about McGall that's a pip. And when I'm finished telling you about McGall that's got it, why, it and pip won't be the right word to describe her. She's not only got it, but she's got that. And between it and that, she's a pip. She's a little bit this, a little bit that, a little bit high and a little bit fat, but everybody wants my gal. She's a little bit ah, a little bit in, a little bit ah, a little bit ah. You know, when I'm out with my gal, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Don't you think she follows up with 7, 8, 9, 10, 11? A college graduate. But she's a little bit this, a little bit that, a little bit high and a little bit fat. But everybody wants my gal.
Tell me, Jimmy boy, now, is that your gal?
That's not my gal.
Is that your gal?
That's not my gal.
But that's your gal?
That's not my gal. You don't understand. What? She's a little bit this and a little bit that. You're a little off, Professor. But everybody wants my gal.
What a gal, what a gal.
She's a little bit on, a little bit on, a little bit a little bit ah, but everybody wants my gal.
Hey, what a gal.
You know, I walked into a stationery store, and I said to the clerk, I'd like to buy a fountain pen for my sweetheart. He said, a little surprise? I said, yes, a little surprise. She's expecting a Cadillac. But she's a little bit this, a little bit that, and a little bit high and a little bit fat. But everybody wants my gal. She doesn't like.
She doesn't like.
A shady joke.
A shady joke.
She doesn't hike.
She doesn't hike.
She doesn't smoke.
She doesn't smoke.
She doesn't swear.
She never swears.
She never flirts.
And never flirts.
She doesn't wear those flapper skirts.
Them flapper skirts.
She doesn't dance.
She doesn't dance.
She never sings.
She never sings.
To her romance don't mean a thing.
Why not a thing?
She doesn't use.
What?
Those beauty salves.
Don't have to.
But won't refuse to show her calves.
Her pretty ankles.
You ask her name.
Give me what's her name.
Well, that's a wow.
It's a wow.
I'm not singing about a gal.
No.
I'm singing about a cow. She's a little bit fit, a little bit back, a little bit hot, a little bit. But
oh, everybody wants
my gal.
Thank you, Jimmy Durante. And you too, Eddie Jackson, for giving Jimmy a hand on that song. It was truly great. Well, the shore lights tell us that we have come back into the harbor and are approaching the end of our cruise. But remember, there will be another mail call setting sail next week. Try to ship over. Until then, this is your skipper, Kathy Downs, saying so long and smooth sailing.
So another mail call is secure. Signatures on tonight's ship's log include Jimmy Durante, Dick Hames, Francis Langford, Jerry Colonna, Marion Hutton, the King Sisters, Eddie Jackson, the air crew, and your beautiful skipper, Kathy Downs. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear...